Ruth Yarrow, Eden Mickelson, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Now, your business, Botanical, is literally a smash-up of two very arts-rich passions, photography and botanicals. Real briefly, what's it all about?
We want to have a safe space for women to come together and to create and to try something new and do it with other women, and then hopefully that will pour into the other areas of their life.
Yes, and it's been really nice to see people come out of their comfort zone and feel comfortable with us right away to meet new friends and to start new projects, and it's been really nice to see what's kind of spun off of an afternoon workshop.
Is it fair to say this is DIY all the way?
Yes, so it's definitely DIY all the way. We wanted people to feel like they can make something out of nothing and to be conscious and eco-friendly while doing it.
I think that is a wonderful concept. And with that mix and that point to your business, who brought what to the drawing board? I'll ask you first, Ruth.
I bring the photography aspect. I do all of our like promo shoots and doing the event photography, as well as photographing the women that come, because I feel it's important for everyone to leave feeling like they had something to remember, to see themselves doing these things and stepping out. Also, I love getting to photograph women and so they see themselves in a different light.
And what about you, Eden? I know that leaves you with the floral part of things.
Well, I think Ruth kind of left out she's a lot more responsible than me. So I love parties and I love getting people together and I love making people feel good. And so what way to do that and to organize it and make it more of a business aspect? We spend all the money that we make making the next workshop better. So it's been really nice being with Ruth so that way I know how to spend that money and how to be smart about it and how to make sure that we're giving back. And then also creating that space of a good time and aesthetically pleasing atmosphere no matter where we are.
And you do this through workshops, so how do they work?
With each workshop, we have a theme. Floral crowns, pretty much everyone's favorite, but I also like to do terrarium, and we've had a few guest hosts that will do wall weavings or macrame hanging, which I think all coincide with the same idea of trying something they've never done before, and being proud of being able to come to a workshop in an hour or two and come out with a finished product. That's basically how they work.
And it's going to be something organic and floral or floral related, and to get back to your own thoughts, Ruth, making people feel good about themselves and photographing them as they are learning something and feeling good about themselves, how do they respond to that?
At first, sometimes people can be a little bit more hesitant when they know like the camera's around, but I try to make people feel comfortable. I'll like have a conversation and talk with them and find out more about something they love and more about themselves. So as they're talking about themselves and feeling more comfortable and relaxed, then seeing themselves really come through in photos, they're a lot more relaxed and I feel like they can then see a little bit more of themselves that way.
That is a great point. And what kind of skill levels are needed to take the botanical plunge for the first time?
Well, the good news is since I haven't been doing it for a whole long time either, is that any skill level can attend our workshop. And I really try to make sure that everyone feels comfortable. Some people are just natural and they'll have it done within 5 minutes. And some people take 30 minutes to an hour to do something. So it's nice that we create that space for all levels.
Oh, indeed. And as regards photography, since you are doing the photography, Ruth, do folks pick up on that? Can they passively learn to do photography while they're doing this?
I think so. Like I've kind of followed along shadowed photographers in the past when I was learning. And that's how I feel like I learned and grew the most, was observing how someone took a picture, how someone like posed someone or made them comfortable and gave them direction. And so I feel like that's a good way to learn or to observe. And also like if anyone ever has questions for me, I'm always available and open to talk to them and try to give them advice.
It really is a double bonus then. That is always a good thing. So even someone that's all thumbs and none of them green, can they really learn to produce something special at one time this short of a time period?
I think so. I mean, you can look on our Facebook albums. Ruth does a really great job of making sure to capture everyone. I've never had a workshop where someone hasn't finished their project or not felt proud of the work that they had there. So definitely.
And in this case, is it a little bit about strength in numbers? Do people feel less intimidated because they are in a group?
Yes, it is nice too, just to see, you know, there's only two of us and some of our workshops are 20 to 50 people.
Oh,
it is
goodness.
Nice to see, yes. So it's nice to see others help each other too, which is one of my favorite parts of our workshops, is just seeing how well we all work together.
How do you determine how many people you can handle for a particular project?
Some of it depends on the space that we're able to use, how many we can fit, and then also how many we feel comfortable with helping or teaching and explaining everything to.
But once you decide on the topic and you do have a space lined up, you don't have any trouble filling these workshops, it sounds like.
No, they usually sell out pretty fast, so we usually do the max capacity. However many chairs they have there is how many we're going to sell.
That's a good guideline and good spunk for you to go forward into it, that's for sure. Would you say that the various social media are important to the success of your business?
Definitely. I think especially Instagram and Facebook have been such a great way to promote and to talk about our projects and our events. And we've seen such a great community come out of social media.
That's great. It also gives people bragging rights on what they've just done. And of course, that's intentional with your program. But do they like to get out there and brag about it?
I think so. We've had a few people at our workshops say that they sat in their car for a while before they came in. So I think it's been nice just to get people feel out of their shell and to be proud of their, you know, creativity. So mm-hmm. Definitely.
And we try to find their social media accounts and follow them back so we can tag them too. So if they feel a little shy with promoting what they did, then we can tag them and other people can see it.
That is a great touch. So you've been at this for just a year, and sounds like the response is good for this. Are you seeing that you can really expand the workshops as much as you would like?
Yes, I know long-term goals with any artist, I think, is to have a space that you can consistently do it. Mm-hmm. But we want to be smart about it and make sure that it's not going to be something that's a burden, but to make our projects per botanical, you know, really flourish. I think for sure that we are taking the right steps in the right direction to get there.
It would be great to add a permanent space, it sounds like. But is the traveling pop-up kind of setup you do its own special way of finding people, reaching people? Is that something that you think you'd always continue to do?
It has been. It's been a fun way for us to get out into like a public space and have things set up and meet new people who haven't heard about us. And it's a nice way to like meet new friends and new people who are interested in botanical. And I think we still enjoy getting to do those because they're fun for us too.
And are you already seeing repeat participants?
Oh yeah, for sure. We've seen, especially with our supper and succulents, it is nice that people feel comfortable with us the first time and comfortable enough to bring a friend or someone to the next event.
And again, social media is going to be your friend here because it gets the word out real quickly and very effectively.
Yeah.
Okay, since Valentine's Day is one of the biggest flower days of the year and it's just on our horizon, would you give us an impromptu, let's call it a radio pop-up? What are some clever things to do with those splendid bouquets besides watch them wither?
Yes. I found a really cool idea last year at my grandpa's funeral. They had mason jars with their wedding photos and their wedding flowers inside of olive oil. I thought that was a really pretty way to keep, you know, something that's really meaningful. And that was, you know, however many years ago that they've kept that and it's still preserved. So there's new ways, you know, if olive oil isn't your choice, there's mineral oil and a couple other ways to preserve flowers. One thing that I do with my husband, when we go on vacation, I'll take blooms or leaves from different places that we go and I'll press them in books that we don't read anymore. Those are two ways that I'm interested in preserving my own flowers.
That makes sense. And Ruth, capturing them in a picture is just great. Any clever ideas, especially with a Valentine's bouquet that could mean so much?
Yes, a great way to photograph a bouquet is to set it on a table with just kind of a clean space next to a window, with either the window being at the side of it or in front of it, because that's where you get the best light. And you'll have a beautiful image of your flowers that way.
Thank you. Clever and easy to do tips. Now I find this intriguing, since you too can craft and photograph and market your own world of floral wonder. Why is teaching it to others so satisfying to you?
I think what's been so satisfying is seeing the women who have come away from it and just being really excited about something they created and seeing something that they did themselves.
I feel you. I'm with you, Ruth. I think that it's great that it kind of builds confidence into trying something new and to be proud of your work. I think that's something that we're not always taught. And I hope that that's something that people walk away from when they come to our workshop. It is really nice when we follow people back on their social media. We get to see the projects that they create, the, you know, websites. And there's even one girl that's doing her own workshops next month, which is what we wanted. We wanted it to be a community of everyone sharing their talents and their skill. The most rewarding part is just to see that people are really finding that message. It feels great just to see the connections that people make and just to be around like-minded people that you may never have found anyway else. It's been really nice to see that happen organically.
We've gotten messages from different women who have attended just saying that it was a really big thing for them to do. They never thought they would do something like this, and they went by themselves and stepped out of their comfort zone. And for them, it was a huge thing. And it's really encouraging to us to get those kind of emails. That was what we were hoping for. And I'm excited to see where this next year takes us with Fotanical.
Ruth Yarrow and Eden Mickelson are founders of Fotanical, a photo plus botanical workshop. Ruth, Eden, thank you so much for sharing some of your busy pre-Valentine's Day time with us, and always be saying it with flowers.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.